Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Okay, evening. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we go to your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forth, to open our hearts and minds, to be receptive to your word, Father, and to be our guide and our ray of light so that we, Father, can see and know the truth of the gospel. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and we ask this all in Jesus' name, amen. All right. We're going to be now in the fourth chapter of Matthew's. Thought about it, just decided to stay right here because this is the beginning of the Lord Jesus Christ here on this earth and the things that he has to go through in order to be our sacrifice. All right, now, before we get into that, if you've got everything ready for communion, we can go to communion. Give you a second to get everything ready. To get your bread. All right. Get your bread now. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So take your bread. After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. He comes. Now may the Lord be with you. All right. We'll get on back over here now to our study for this evening in Matthew 4. And we find here in 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And you see, he had just been baptized in water and also baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And you see what he has come up against immediately. Now, so we should not be surprised at anything that Satan brings against you and I at any time or anyone else, because we are the ones he's after. He wants to pull us away from the Lord God. And following, here in verse 1, following his public baptism, Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, referring to the elevation of the Judean wilderness, the historical setting of the temptation which was directed against Jesus. Human nature indicates that this was a literal experience. He really conquered not merely a mental victory over his own thoughts. That Jesus was tempted by the devil is clearly presented as a fact. The attack against Christ's humanity was a genuine temptation that would have overcome any ordinary man. However, Jesus was no mere man, as the virgin-born God-man. His divine nature could not sin, and this held his human nature in check. Some have objected that the impeachability of Christ, that he was not able to sin, denies the reality of Satan's temptation. Such as objection is meaningless when one remembers that Satan's rebellion against God has already been defected in Christ's atonement. But his rebellion is nevertheless real, even though the outcome of God's victory is certain. The same is true of the temptation of Christ. One may attack a battleship with a canoe. The outcome of the attack will be certain defeat for the canoe, but the attack is nonetheless real. But you see, he was tempted as a human, as a man also. Now, yes, he had been baptized with water and with the Holy Spirit, which gives him power over Satan. But he has to utilize that power. You and I have the same power today as Jesus had that day. He is living inside you. You are born again. You see, you've repented, you've been forgiven, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you've been baptized and all of that, been filled with the Spirit. You have that same power within you that Jesus had at that in his moment of being tempted. So you don't have to sin either. Now, as we go on, here in verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. Yeah, I'd say 40 days and 40 nights, you're going to be awful hungry. And that's what he had done. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. You know, a remarkable feat of human endurance indicating the physical strength. Three major tests followed this period. Other tests evidently had occurred throughout the 40 days. His real physical hunger submerged as the setting for the first temptation by the tempter or by Satan there, and the conditional clause, if thou be the Son of God. You see, Satan is trying to tempt him, if thou be the Son of God. Indicates Matthew's purpose for including this record of Jesus' victory. It proves that he is, in fact, the Son of God. Well, those of us that have been to him and repented, been baptized in his name, took on his burial, his death, his resurrection, we know that he was. But there are those out there that don't know this, that does need to hear and see the proof as it is recorded here in God's Word. But also, you are to walk as a pattern for them to see, so they can understand that they too can be as he was, the same and in the same likeness that he was walking in. And you and I can do it. Not by ourselves, not on our own, not by buying our way in or by working our way in. It is a gift of Almighty God that was given to us, that we accepted. Now, 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You see, anything to get him to do something really that he should not and does not have to do. But it's to get him to give in. 4. But he answered, the Lord answered Satan and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now you see what he hit Satan with here? That lets you and I know how important the study of this word is. Because, you see, this is what you and I are to live by. Now, 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. 6. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give thee his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now, you see, once again, but now we also see that Satan